Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and truly the rarest of blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, good evening, folks, and it's good to see you here again. Would you mind holding this large bucket when you go to your table? It's not the champagne, you understand. It's there's been a lot of rain recently, and the roof's not too good. But I don't think it'll fall in, and if it does, it'll fall in on Earl Gilliam.
Party, we had real fun. We've been on a party.
Off he goes in his Super V8. That's Earl Gilliam from the little town of Tomball in Texas. On piano there with the Lucy and Davis Orchestra from 1959. And it's on the Sarge label. Very rare. And another equally rare label is FM Records. And this is J.L. Smith from 1968. And it's FM 74. And it's, well, we said, "Don't make me late, baby." And J.L. Smith is saying, "If it's too late."
If it's too late, why don't you let me know? If you don't need me, why don't you tell me so?
J.L. Smith and If It's Too Late. Now, this is a Chicago blues classic. This is on the Checker label, grand old Chicago label, Checker 767. It's Maurice Pigeau from 1953 and Gonna Buy Me a Telephone. After me.
baby, little though I'm getting along.
Morris Pijo and Gonna Buy Me a Telephone. Now we come to the rockabilly spot, which has become kind of regular in this program now. This is Jerry Granahan, and this actually was released in the UK. It's on London American, HL8668. Jerry Granahan, it was originally from the Sunbeam label of New York. It's from 1958, and he's complaining that his lady shouldn't wear a shirt.
I had a date for the hop last night. Up to her door, everything seemed right. But to my surprise, as I opened the door, I couldn't tell the front from the back, 'cause she was wearing a cigarette. Woo, what a mess. The last time I saw her, man, what a shape. Now she got a shape like a nail. No chemise, please. Not for me, please. Well, you can take back your sack, leave it hanging on the rack, and bring a sweater back. But when we arrived at the hop, we started in doing the stroll. I told her I wanted to stop, but she wanted rock and roll. I told her 40 times and it really was a crime. I was talking to the back of her head. No chemise, please. Not for me, please. Well, you can take back your sack, leave it hanging on the rack, and bring the sweater back. Baby in the skin, he must have been a woman hater. I keep wondering where the medal went. So won't you change the fat, have pity on me, please. Put her back in her dungarees. No chemise, please. Not for me, please. Well, you can take back your sack, leave it hanging on the rack, and bring the sweater back.
Oh, you old traditionalist. Jerry Granahan there, and no chemise, please. Well, let's move on to another regular spot. This is the Rare Record spot, and this week we feature Marshall Owens, who was originally from Georgia, but spent most of his life in Birmingham, Alabama, where in the middle of the Depression in 1931, he came to the attention of the Paramount Record Company. Made two records for Paramount. One has never been found, and of the other, there are only two known copies. This one, I think, comes from John Tefteller, great collector of rare records. It's Paramount 13117, and it's Try Me One More Time.
Up that morning in my shoes, I never wanted to kiss you too. Try me one more time. Try me one more time. Just take me back, try me one more time. Come to the morning in my dreams, I never wanted to kiss you too. Cry, cry, cry me one more time. dog is crying. Tell me what was that? Crying, tell me what was that? She did take me back. Tell me one more time. Woke up this morning, said by five. Can't do you want me to do many lies? She's crying, tell me what was that? Take me back, tell me one more time. Hope this morning, my friend, was this. Hasn't there been a woman there, blind is. She's crying, tell me one more time. Crying, tell me one more time. She said, take me back, tell me one more time. Mama told me, Daddy told me too. But when in your faith, you know, pray to you. If you cry, tell me one more time. Cry, tell me one more time. Give me back, tell me one more time.
Classic performance there, Marshall Owens, Try Me One More Time. Sadly, released in the middle of the Depression and sank without a trace. Okay, let's move on to listen to some jazz men playing blues. This next track was originally called, I think, John Paul Jones, from John Coltrane, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones. It's more usually known as Train's Blues, and that's the title that appears on the 1956 Whims of Chambers album. And we'll only be able to hear a bit of this, but it's well worth listening to. great Paul Chambers solo there, and the tenor saxophone was by John Coltrane, Train's Blues from 1956. Well, I don't know about you, but the next track really hits the spot with me. It's Slim Harpo and I Need Money.
That same old lie again, but I need money. Keep your alibis. Well, I'm tired of your excuses and I don't want yet no more lies. Play for me now.
Quick rock and roll fade, if ever I heard one. I Need Money, Keep Your Alibis, from Slim Harpo, 1964, on the Excello label, 2246. Let's stick with Excello. This is Charles Sheffield, not a very well-known artist, and not a very common 45 either. It's Excello 2200, and it's your voodoo working. Charles Sheffield on Excello, and it's your voodoo working. we move right along to the gospel spot, and this week the gospel spot is occupied by the Staples Singers. This is an early Staples Singers song. It's on VJ 856, a Chicago label, and it's I Had a Dream, and that guitar sound of Pop Staples is just wonderful. It's so distinctive. Voice of Mavis Staples there with the Staples Singers and I Had a Dream. Just in case you were wondering, you're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of music, or even if you don't but you'd like to become a member of a radio station, why don't you give Sheffield Live a call? You can drop us a line on our website and become a member. It's only £10 a year and you get a say in what kind of programs we put on. But for the moment, I have to leave you for these important messages, and I'll be back in a flash.
Children are our future, all of our future. And of course, we want the future to be bright. We want the future to be healthy. We want the future to be perfect. And for those who can afford it, we believe we have the right to demand perfection and control nature. That's where Eugenics Incorporated International comes in. Morality is none of our business. Making sure you have the right baby is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Von Singer. You're discerning. You wouldn't accept the wrong car, or the wrong job, or the wrong house. Why on earth should you accept the wrong child? Visit Eugenics Incorporated International and get the perfect baby. Satisfaction guaranteed, subject to medical test and unforeseen accidents.
Visit us on the web at eugenicsincorporated.com and start designing your perfect baby today.
Sometimes a family wants that Italian taste without those tiny Italian portions. That's why you should come to Al Dente's. all the Mamma Mia you can eat. It's Italian food just like you'll never get in Italy. That's because it's an American theme restaurant. So the portions are huge and the food tasteless and unhealthy.
My old man grew up in Naples, so when he comes to visit me in the U.S., I take him someplace unique, reasonably priced, and at the closest strip mall. I take him to Al Dente's.
Al Dente's has hamburger tortellini, rotini with spray cheese, eh? Vienna sausages and penne, and a special linguine with cheesy poof sauce.
Hey, when you're at Al Dente's, everyone's like family. A hyper macho, food-obsessed, alcoholic family just like mine.
Al Dente's, we got more of what you love and less of what you don't. Like more calories and fat and a lot less taste and nutrients. That's why it's Al Dente's. All the Mamma Mia you can eat.
That was the bizarre sound of Willie Joe Duncan and his Unitar. Yes, a one-string guitar recorded in LA with some good company. Blas Johnson on tenor, Earl Palmer on drums. For Specialty 618 in 1956, and it was called Twitchy. The next track is Earl Hooker and Junior Wells. This is on a very small Chicago label, Profile. Profile 4011. And it's Little by Little.
I guess I don't really like I used to do.
Little by little, I'm losing you. Bit by bit, your love's getting away from me.
Junior Wells harmonica, Earl Hooker guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Little by Little from 1960. We're moving on to the Cajun spot now, and this is Mon Tour va venir un jour. My turn will come by the Jambalaya Cajun Band. I don't know the full lineup. It's got Terry Huval on violin and was formed in 1971, so it's probably recorded around about that time.
Tu dis, tu peux quitter pour court, ça y est, mais mon tour va venir un jour. Toi, t'es tout en pétrin d'ailleurs, tu connais ta part bien fait. Tu peux me quitter pour court, ça y est, mais mon tour va venir un jour. Tu dis, tu peux quitter pour court, ça y est, mais mon tour va venir un jour. Toi t'as un autre à ton côté, et mon souhait est satisfait. Tu vas quitter pour court, ça y est, mais mon tour va venir un jour.
My Turn Will Come by the Jambalaya Cajun Band. Let's stick in that region and play a track from Gold Band, a Lake Charles label run by Eddie Schuler. This artist is identified only as Left-Handed Charlie. It was unissued at the time. It's one of the standard Louisiana tracks, Honeybee.
Thank you. Will you please come back to me? Honey bee, will you please come back to me? You got the best old honey, any honey bee I ever seen. Gonna meet this morning, looking for you all day long. Looking for you all day long. You got the best old honey. And you see my honey bee leave home. See, I dreamed last night somebody had stole my honey bee. Honey bee, honey bee, would you please come back to me? You got the best old honey, I just can't leave you be.
Honey Bee by Left-Handed Charlie.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, it's time for the challenging record of the week. And this one, I think, is truly lives up to the standard of records we've come to expect at this spot. It's by Pinkard and Bowden, and I'm sure none of you would dispute the sentiment.
A two, a one.
When I grew up on country, it was a rugged kind of sound. When Waylon, Buck, and Haggard all made the world go round. Well, these new country singers come from towns like Buffalo and grew up in the city here in Barry Manilow. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If a whopping moose off their Stetson hat is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, most of these pretenders ain't never seen a farm, or much less stepped in cow manure out and back behind barn. And somehow these new singers sound like rabbits trying to mate. And the ones that think they're so damn cute are the ones I love to hate. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'm sorry, but good-looking guys just ain't my thing. If a wiping moose off their Stetson hat is the only dues they pay, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing. Well, I'd rather hear a fat girl fart than a pretty boy sing.
All righty then.
And introducing the incredible ooze.
Quite so. Let's move speedily along. This is Eunice Davis on Derby, New York label from 1951, Derby 760. And I'm a Wild West woman. Eunice Davis from New York, and I'm a Wild West woman. Well, right at the other end of the country, Dave Bartholomew in New Orleans was having a little problem.
Myself a bill, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my bill while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. I bid on Jesse Vaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. Thank you. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Dave Bartholomew there on Imperial 5210 from 1952, recorded, of course, in Cosimo Matassa's studio down in New Orleans. And Dave was famous for having written Chuck Berry's one and only number one hit in Britain, which was My Ding-a-ling, ghastly tune. But he also produced and played on literally hundreds of classic New Orleans records. Let's go back to Chicago. And this is a slightly unusual artist. This is Johnny Young, who played electric mandolin. And it's on the legendary Chicago label Oranel. They're like hen's teeth, if you can find an Oranel record. It's from 1947, the beginning of the post-war rhythm and blues revolution, and it's Money Taking Woman. Money Taking Woman, Johnny Young from 1947. Well, we're dodging up and down the country a bit like one of my tours. Johnny Young recorded in Chicago, and we're going back down to New Orleans again. This is Earl King, one of the New Orleans stalwarts. This is Earl King on Imperial 5811, and it's Always the First Time.
When I first met you, baby, we were as happy as could be till somebody came and stole your love away from me. Oh yes they did. Nobody knows, nobody can tell what tomorrow's going to bring. That's how I've learned. There's always a first time for everything. Oh yes there is. I didn't expect life on a silver platter, but there are some things that sometimes matter. Like losing you the way I did when I'd been loving you from a kid. Nobody knows, nobody can tell what tomorrow is going to bring. That's how I learned. There's always a first time for everything.
Well, Earl King and Always the First Time brings our program to a close this week. And the Kino Club is closing up. We're throwing the drunks and the empty bottles out the back door. And hope that we'll see you next week. In the meantime, you've been listening to the Kino Club on 93.2 FM on Sheffield Live.